I also don't edit, so like
that's okay.
Here we go. It's to avoid legal snags by telling people that they are being recorded. So, you know, you're being recorded.
Is Missouri like a single party state? There's only one party. You need to know that.
I have no idea.
Can you tell? Okay. I've just been balls deep in legal jargon lately because I hate everything in the country is garbage.
Oh, no. It happens. Okay. Hi, my creatures of good luck. I am so sorry for the small hiatus. This is episode 7. And like I promised, I have something special. Would you like to introduce yourself and your house hunter budget?
Oh, okay. Hi, my name is Ash. I am the co-host of Toil and Trouble, a podcast of the macabre. My house hunter budget is very meager right now. I have next to nothing. But okay. I'm going to say my house hunter budget is, like a comfortable $250,000. Like, I just want something nice.
You want, like, a lot in the middle of New York State, upstate.
Yeah, I would love, like, some cottagecore, like, gay, like, not too beat. Like, I would love some beachy vibes because I'm originally from the East Coast, but, like, hunty, I am not made of money.
So, like, by Lake Champlain.
Yeah, give me something. Give me some, like, some leafy business. I like that.
Yes. We are all about the plants here.
Yeah, right. Give me... I'm not, like, good at taking care of plants. I'm not Tori, but, like, I can really get down with, like, appreciating plant life.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We are plant lovers here. I am actually planning on getting some plants soon. I have no idea what plants, but there's gonna be some plants.
Get some succulents. Get some succulents. You can't kill those.
Well, what I plan on doing is, because I do the witchcraft, I plan on getting, like, some herbs and junk, you know,
some herblets, so I don't have to
pay out the ass for some dried up herbs that I can grow on my own. What are we gonna do again?
I don't know. It's your show, not mine.
Hey, well, I usually wing it. No, I am lying. I prepare. No, it's like half and half, you know. How have you been? How's quarantine treating you?
Oh, it's okay. I'm, like, officially... I've been officially back in my office for 3 weeks. So, like, I'm out of quarantine, but my wife is still quarantined. She's working from home. It's been okay. Some ups and downs, as you know. But, like, you know, we're hanging in. We're playing Animal Crossing together. What are we doing today? We're not doing anything today. We're gonna go to Dairy Queen today. That's our big adventure for leaving the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just need me a blizzard, man. That's all I need. Just, like, something tasty.
I mean, with quarantine, like I said, I moved out. I kind of got a steal because my rent is between, like, $250 and $300 a month.
That's insane.
No. I don't have to pay any other bills. I don't have to buy any food unless if, like, my roommate doesn't. I don't tell my roommate.
Right.
And it's between $250 and $300 because there's that little bit of leeway in case if, like, you know, she can't fully pay the rent or what have you, or I can't fully
pay. Girl, been there.
Yes. So, like, all of my bills put together are between, like, $325 and $365 for, like, Spotify phone bill and rent.
Yeah.
You know, I, like, got a steal. I actually have a bed. I'm not sleeping in a fucking hammock anymore.
That's amazing.
Yes. And speaking of games, I bought Borderlands 3.
I'm so jealous. How do you feel about it? Because Borderlands is my favorite game franchise, and everybody can come for me if they want to, but Borderlands is my favorite game franchise.
Anybody who hates Borderlands can come for fucking me, too. I was started out as a siren, but then I kind of, like, had to start, and the gunner is bomb as hell. She has, like, this iron bear trap suit, and I have it to where there are heat-seeking, like, missiles on one arm, and there's, like, vortex grenades on the other arm.
Oh, my God. I'm gonna have to spend the money, but now it's not, like, brand new, so we can buy it used?
I got mine for $15 at GameStop.
That's a steal.
I know, because brand new, it was, like, $60, and I'm like, no.
Hardcore screw that. I'm not made of money. I don't like that. I'm not a fan. The Borderlands, what system are you playing it for?
PS4.
We could be gamer buds.
We are Sony family in this. Same. We are Sony.
Okay. I low-key watched the PS5 reveal at work, and I was waiting for my boss to, like, come over and be like, you can't be doing that. But, like, I don't give a fuck. Do what I want.
The PS5, that's, I don't like the design of it. I mean, my PS4, I'm a huge anime geek, so, like, my PS4 is, like, Evangelion. So, like, so is my controller. And, like, I don't like the way the PS5 looks. But that's just my opinion. Y'all can come and fucking burn my house down. I don't give a shit.
It's totally different from anything they've ever done before, so, like, I could totally understand why you wouldn't enjoy it as much. But, like, I'm into the aesthetic. It kind of reminds me of a Stormtrooper, and I'm here for it.
I mean, I'm always a big Star Wars fan, so, you know, that's the only thing that's keeping me.
I know. I just started watching it with my nephew, and he's, like, super into it.
The last Star Wars movie I watched was The Force Unleashed. I haven't seen any others.
The one after The Force Unleashed. Which one was that one? Was that the second one?
But there's been like three others.
Oh, you mean The Force Awakens? Force Awakens was really good.
I mean,
I was thinking about the game Force Unleashed. Force Awakens was really good. The one after it, not so good. The one after that was really good.
Okay, cool. I mean, I grew up on, like, the 80s, like, whenever it first came out on VHS tape. My dad did that for me because he wanted me to experience what he did as a child.
That's where we're at right now with my nephew.
Yes, the graininess was very appreciated.
Oh, yeah.
Spooky. It's spooky time.
Spooky time is my favorite time.
Well, I have, like, I babysat my siblings last night. So I live in Columbia now, which is, like, 45 minutes from Moberly. And so, like, my 10-year-old sister kept me up until 5 a.m. So I'm running off of 3 hours of sleep and, like, 8 cups of coffee.
It's insane how those little ones can do it. My niece is the same age, and she could stay up till 5:30 in the morning, and I'm like, it's 1 o'clock. I'm going to bed. Goodbye.
I know. I'm like, I'm old. My back hurts. Leave me alone.
Story of my life. I'm old, my back hurts, and I'm poor. I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
Okay. Spooky time. I forget. Okay, so you are now a part of the House of Good Luck. You are now a creature of good luck. Welcome to the family.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And with the creature being a part of the House of Good Luck, for said initiation, you must share spooky time. So whether that be like a ghost story or like a spiritual happening, or like, you know, you got stalked and like somebody broke into your house while you were sleeping, or like somebody stood over you with a knife and a bat of acid, you know, something normal.
I'm fully intact as far as acid goes. I was stalked in college for a year, but like that's like too heavy for this. So paranormal things. As you know, my mother-in-law passed away at the end of April. And ever since then, we've been having weird stuff happen in our house. A couple weeks ago, we were sitting on the couch watching TV. And then, like, my wife collects, like, I wouldn't say tiny figurines, but, like, various size, like, ceramic figurines and stuff, like, vintage ones. And there's a super tiny, like, little felted, like, deer figurine that we had on the shelf. And it just flew off the shelf.
Like, actually, like, flew or just, like, flew? Like, it was actually thrown?
It was definitely... like, if you were to take your hand behind it and kind of swat at it, it would fall on the floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay.
And to which we thought maybe it was one of the cats and his tail, you know, brushed against it and it kind of dislodged it. There was no cat in the room.
Okay.
So we're like, okay, that's weird, but, like, we both saw it happen, so, you know, we just... put it back, and like we're totally welcome to whatever it is. Like if it's her mom, even better. If it's a friendly happening, that's fine. Just be respectful. Don't watch us while we're sleeping. You know.
You know, respect the good ghost boys and girls.
I just want a non-binary ghosties. I just want there to be. Like some semblance of respect in this household mutually.
Yeah.
You can stay, yes. But like don't be intrusive. So I don't know if I have the specific day because I was at work and she texted me and said, and quote, how many command strips were on that signed picture of Trixie Mattel, and I said two.
Oh my
why?
God, you have a signed picture of Trixie Mattel. You are.
We have two.
Joking.
Yeah, we have two. That we met her. She's lovely.
Drag queen.
Tree is one of the nicest drag queens I've ever met. I've met her, and I've met Katya. I've met Detox. Angina's very nice. Chi Chi Devane almost ran me over once by accident. She was in a hurry. So we have these two signed pictures of Trixie Mattel on our fireplace, and they're just, like, adhered there with,
command strip.
Yeah, command strips. So they're on there really good. You know those command strips ain't coming off.
Oh, yeah,
so she texted me, and she was like, hey, how many of those do you have, like, how many were on there? And I said, two, why? And so she sent me this picture, and the Trixie Mattel picture came off the command strip. And landed on its corner on the hearth of the fireplace, but it didn't break.
Well, I'm glad that it didn't break, but like...
I've been so sad. I mean, it's just what do you call it? A frame. It's no big deal, but I would have been mildly annoyed that I would have had to come home and clean that up.
Oh, yeah.
But still, so that's like my weird... happenings that I've been experiencing lately.
That's lovely. I mean, that's pretty tame from, like, what's happened to me, but, I mean, that's still, you know, you gotta ghosty.
I think I do, and, like, I'm not upset about it. It can stay. It's welcome to do whatever it wants. My wife is also into the witchy business, so she's fully into, you know, staging the house whenever we need to, and, you know, calling the corners and doing whatever she needs to do to feel safe.
Oh, that is awesome. Yes. She is also now a part of the House of Good Luck. We need all the things we can get.
I know. She's really into her tarot readings, and that's her forte.
I need to get some tarot cards, but I can't, like, buy them. They have to be gifted to me.
Yeah.
Which, that kind of makes me angry. I'm more into like the crystals, the spellcraft. I mean, like I helped you with your I don't know if it was your fiance's mom or I think it was your wife's mom.
Yeah.
I kind of like did a couple jars and stuff like that. I'm still kind of pissed off that it didn't work, but you said helping a little bit.
It happens. Yeah.
But I mean, I kind of do more of like the spells and the crystals and the incantations and the herbs and the teas and the junk. I don't know. I've had like one tarot deck gifted to me from my grandma Shirley, and it like came up missing one day.
That's bizarre.
Well, my dad had a friend that was not a very good friend, and that friend stole the deck of tarot cards.
What a bizarre thing to steal! You know what I mean? Like of all things.
But also that friend got punched in the face by my father. So
worth it.
Yes. But any other spooky happenings?
Lately, no. I've been on the lookout. Nothing too spooky's been going on. But also like the country is in unrest, so maybe the ghosts are in unrest as well, and they're like, let's take a break. Yeah.
Most definitely.
What about you? Anything on your radar that's been popping up?
So since I just moved, and my roommate already has like ghosties in the house since sure. She moved in, and it she's already like since me and Mama Jess, you know, we do the ghosties, the witchcraft and the ghosties. But Mama Jess is kind of more like my spiritual advisor. She's my witch mother. She's not my actual mother. She kind of raised me whenever my mother, you know the story about my mother.
Yeah.
And so Mama Jess kind of like took me in and raised me. She's also the mother of my my four younger siblings. Like we have the same dad, but we don't have the same mom. But she right. kind of was. Like, you're my child now. So I was like, okay, Ma.
Right.
But my roommate Tiffy, who I did an episode with, it was like the Gungjin Psychiatric Hospital in South Korea and like Trey Eric Sessler. Mm-hmm. She was like, she woke up one day and she had somebody screaming at her, I'm all white, I'm all white. And she has no clue what that means. And me and Mama Jess were like, that could either be a slave who was kind of wrongly a slave, or they're just trying to let you know they're a good ghostie.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Missouri was kind of that middle, it was kind of cut in half of like the slavery stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, since I moved in, I've had some weird stuff happen. Like, ever since, like, I have pictures of my grandma Shirley and her tall drink of 6'4" ass. I love that woman to death.
Good for her, man.
Yes, we Hefners are all tall. And like, I have her sewing machine from like the 80s, and it's one of those tabletops where you pull the sewing machine out from inside of it.
Yep.
And I was carrying it in, and it was difficult to put together. And I was like, Shirley Hefner, if you don't make this easy. And as soon as I started yelling, I was like, Grandma Shirley, I swear to God, you better help me. I mean, it just started to get easy to put together. And I don't know. And like, my roommate will be gone and like doors will slam shut. So, you know, like, I mean, like slam, like actually like somebody's pissed.
Right.
and it's usually her room or the bathroom. As soon as I came in here, I staged and I salted. I put salt around my windows and my doors and my closet. I keep my closet closed at all times because I feel like somebody's looking at me from inside the closet.
No, thank you.
Yes, no, thank you. I don't know what's going on, and I don't really want to know.
It's probably the best to not know, question mark.
Yes, but, I mean, that's pretty much about it. I mean, I had this, I mean, it's not really a spooky, it's kind of a funny, my next door neighbor, they have their family over a lot, even in, you know, stuff's reopening, but, like, you know, it's a child, very small child. They came over, and, like, they were hopping up and down in my bedroom window, and my bedroom window is, like, 3 to 4 feet off the ground, and this child is, like, 8, 9, 10, and I'm on the phone with my, I want to say child, she's 23, but she just calls me mother. And they're like jumping down. I'm like, hold on, Bethany. I have to go for a second. There, I see something out my window. And that child, we made eye contact, and that child looked into my soul.
No, thank you. There's just something inherently creepy about children.
Well, it's the fact that they were in my window, and like I like immediately walked over there. I was calm. I was like, hey, you know, and while he was doing that, I was watching 28. I think I was. Yeah, I was watching 28 Weeks Later, and I was researching the Kentucky Cannibal.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it was just extra anxiety.
It's that time of year.
Yes, it is spooky season.
It's like pre-spooky season. We're in like the preamble of spooky season.
Every season is spooky season.
I agree. It's so fun.
But I walked over there. I was like, hey, your kid kind of was looking at my window. They're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like, it's okay. I thought it was a grown man. I was going to come out swinging.
Swing with a baseball bat.
No, we have a baseball bat by our front door. This would have been bad, but I'm glad I saw it was a child. Yeah, other than that, I mean, you know, nothing's really been going on. I'm just kind of chilling.
Yeah, it's, like, it's definitely, like, too hot to be outside and, like, be a person, especially here.
Yeah, what's the temperature there, anyway?
81 today. It's spicy out.
It is spicy out.
Tomorrow it's supposed to be 85 and stormy, but...
That's lovely. I know. I have bad news, though. I've been getting death threats.
From whom?
So I know me and you might not be like politically like seeing. I don't know. I'm a centrist, but I lean more towards a Republican.
Sure.
I don't mean to bring politics into this, but it's kind of the Confederate flag is a part of my family's history. Like I've had family fight in that war, and I feel like I should be able to at least hang it up or something, and not for the racism part, but because it's a part of my family's history and I'm proud of it. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure. I mean, like, I don't necessarily agree with it, but like, that's your business.
I mean, yeah, but I was getting, like, I made a post about that, and I was getting called a racist, I was getting called inbred, I was getting death threats, I was getting told to go kill myself, I was getting told that people are going to come and rape me, they're going to burn my house down. And I'm like, that's not okay. And, like, I literally had a mental breakdown and I started crying. My roommate was like, you need to go to the hospital. And I was like, no, I'm fine. I just started blocking people. And, like, a couple of my friends had my back on Facebook. And they're like, you know, even though you don't have the same views as her, you need to not do that. Like, I had one dude literally come out and say, how does your sister's private parts taste? He knows my sister is 10 years old. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's awful.
And I told everybody, I'm like, I want to be able to hang it up because it's a part of my family's history. And I'm not proud of it, but I'm kind of like, yeah, we lost. But who the hell cares? It's a part of American history. And I mean, I don't see it for the racism part. I see it for, you know, the South was founded on cotton. The East was the East Coast was founded on, you know, like machines and industrial. And they kind of, you know, it was a whole fucked up thing. But I'm just like, you know, I shouldn't be getting death threats over something like that stupid.
I mean, I get it, but like, I can't necessarily agree with your choice, but like, that's your choice. I'm not gonna like yell at you for it. I just don't think it's wise. And,
well, I mean,
like,
I don't actually have it like hung up. I'm not that stupid, but like,
right.
I feel like I should be able to have a choice.
Absolutely. Without getting like, you're entitled to your choice, even if your choice is like marginally incorrect. But like, it's your choice to make, so it is what it is. Nobody can do anything about it other than you. And like, you're not an idiot. You're educated about your choice. So.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know, but you see where I'm coming from, even though you don't agree with me.
I guess it's just one of those things where it's like, it's not my heritage, so I can't necessarily, like, all of my family are immigrants, so, like, I can't necessarily, like, say that, like, I have a stake in the situation one way or the other.
Yeah. Okay. like I told you, my mom came from Puerto Rico, so.
Right. Right, my dad's from South America, my mom's family is from Eastern Europe. It's just, it is what it is.
Lord. But, I mean, like, it's just, yeah, it is what it is. I'm not gonna hang it up, because I'm not that stupid, and my walls are, like, kind of covered with, like, family photos and, like, puzzles that I put together whenever I was younger.
Yeah.
Puzzles are good, man. I have a wizard. I have two wizards and I have two dragons.
Dragons, man. Dragons.
I'm an avid Dungeons and Dragons player, so.
No, that's cool. Yeah. I haven't played the D&D, but I've heard good things about it.
It is awesome. There's a rift going on it right now. It's kind of stupid. But some people are taking things out of proportion than what they should be. It's kind of the same way with Magic of the Gathering, and it's starting to tear apart the community whenever it's literally just people playing tabletop games.
Right. It doesn't need to get political. It's a fucking tabletop game. And just,
thank you.
Just, like, fucking play your game and enjoy it. Like, don't make it a big deal.
Let my level 5 full orc rogue thief play.
Just let them play, like, man. That's all they want to do.
Thank you. Let me roll my dice.
Right? Let me roll that 20, bitch.
Thank you. But, for those of you who don't know, Ash is like, they said it at the beginning. They're one of the co-hosts for Toil and Trouble. And Ash and Tori were like my mentors at the beginning of this. They both kind of told me about Anchor and how to get my podcast out there. and, like, what to do. And, like, they both have become, I want to say, really good friends.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'd like to think so. We try to be friends with everybody on the pod, man. Like, it's, life's too short to be a dick to somebody unless they deserve it.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I kind of want to say really good friends, but, like, I can't. Okay, you said really good friends. Okay, cool, 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 cool.
Yeah, that's like, just where
I didn't want to speak for you, you know.
No, we try to be as nice as possible to everybody, and luckily, like, all of our listeners have become our friends, so, like, if you want to listen to our podcast, that's cool. If not, that's cool, too. We'll still be your friend.
No, listen to their podcast. They are both fucking amazing, and, like, we've been planning this collab since, like, what, May? April?
Something like that. During quarantine, yeah. It's been in the talks for a while, probably since before COVID, but, you know, COVID got, you know, got everybody's goat. Nobody could do anything, and nobody had motivation to really do anything.
Yeah. Well, it was while I was still living with my dad, so yeah. It was in April, because I moved out in May, like, in the middle of May. So, yeah, it was in April. So, like, this has been, like, 2 months in the making. And, like, we're both just kind of like, when do you want to do it? And I'm just like, I don't know. When do you want to do it? What do you want to talk about? Because I'm a free-flowing person. I don't know.
Right.
But, Ash did a pod. Ash did one for mine. I'm going to be doing one for theirs. Their podcast. You said it was going to be like a mini-sode. Something. Yep.
A mini.
Okay. Mini. Okay. Ash.
Yeah.
Since you're now christened into the house of good luck, and you are now a creature of good luck, would you like to say the outro? Do you know the outro?
I don't. Give it to me.
It is, be safe, don't die, keep it spooky.
Be safe, don't die, and keep it spooky, my creatures, and we'll see you next time.
Love y'all, be safe, my 13 listeners.
Maybe we'll be at 26 at the end of this.
I hope. I don't know, these people are keeping me going.
That's all you need, man.
I know. Like, I'm... Yeah. yeah. Okay. See y'all in the next episode.